VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. We all know the downside of stress. I always hear the word stress, 压力, as a very negative word. When I hear the word stress, I think of someone pulling out their hair, 抓狂的样子, 就是抓头发, which I do a lot, 但不是抓狂, 我的意思是说, 我有时候会玩我的头发, trying to focus. I can also imagine seeing someone sighing all the time, 叹气, which I also undoubtedly do a lot at work. But I call it taking longer breaths, 深呼吸好吗? Because 我的那个 Apple Watch 呢,其实会提醒我要呼吸咯。 就是它有一个动画, an animation that shows you, okay, breathe in, breathe out. 其实真的还蛮有帮助的, breathing helps. See, it's a very simple thing to deal with. So, what about the upside of stress? Upside means the good things or positive things about something. According to this video, a little bit of stress, 一点点的压力, 可以帮助我们 motivate us to start working or even start living. So here comes a sentence. Instead of focusing on the negatives, think about a time that you enjoy stress, like during a horror movie, or while riding a roller coaster. Okay, let's read that one more time, but please pay attention to my intonations. So here, I would go up with instead of, and I would go up with think about, but going down when I see the word stress, because I'm going to make a suggestion of, or like an option, like during a horror movie, go up, or while riding a roller coaster, because that's the end of the sentence, so you go down. Let's read that one more time. Instead of focusing on the negatives, think about a time that you enjoyed stress, like during a horror movie or while riding a roller coaster. All right, now let's move on to our vocabulary. Number one, which is upside. 这个单字我就先不补充了，因为上面呢已经有讲过喽。那upside就是优点、好处、有利的一面。那我今天来教你们一个，就是它的antonym. Antonym就是它的反义词。 The antonym for upside is obviously downside, 对吧? And another word that means downside is negative. Negative is a bad feature or characteristic, 不好的方面。 When we fall in love, many people are good at seeing the positive sides of their partner without seeing the negative sides. Do you guys agree? 当有些人在谈恋爱时，只会看到某个人的好的一面，而忽略掉了不好的那一面。你们同意吗？ 有时候呢，我们就 call this person blinded by love, 就是 是真爱，没有啦，就是可能被爱所盲目了，对吧？ Blinded by love. Okay, so negative can be an adjective as well, which means 负面的或消极的. So I watched this show called Magic for Humans on Netflix, and in one of the episodes, the magician, Justin, was trying to tell a bunch of kids how positive and negative words affect living beings. It's very interesting. Please go have a look. 最近呢, 在Netflix上看了一部电视节目叫做 Magic for Humans, 里面的魔术师叫做Justin, 他在一群小孩面前表演假如你对一个生物说正面还有负面的话会有什么样的反应。我觉得非常有趣，一定要去看哦。 我已经不知道推荐给多少个人了，但是真的很好看，就是很好笑。它里面有个环节叫做 Magic for Susans， 就是他可能在街上遇到 Susans， 然后就表演魔术，特别的那种魔术给 Susans 看。好的，那我们进入到我们的下一个单词，就是 Horror Movie。Horror movie 就是恐怖片或恐怖电影。有没有人跟我一样是爱看恐怖片的呢？就是边看边觉得很害怕，那边制造一些音效，让你旁边的人觉得是 3D 的音效。我每次看恐怖片，我都一定会尖叫，可是看完就是觉得，哦，好stress relieved， right？OK， 那这边我要补充的另外一个单字是 thriller， 它是惊悚片，所以有时候呢，大家会把 horror movie and thriller 不太知道它们的差别呢。那这边是我的 explanation。 The first factor that differentiates thriller from horror movie is that a thriller is more psychological and requires more thought and explanation as to what happens within the film.Whereas a horror movie has mainly blood and, you know, violence. So, horror movie 跟 thriller 的最明显的差别好像就是 horror 比较有血腥暴力的画面， violence 就是暴力。Thriller 比较是多要去想啊，猜出那个凶手是谁啦，也有很多 plot twist。Plot twist 就是剧情的反转，对。Alright, let's move on to our next word, which is roller coaster. Roller coaster 就是云霄飞车啦，或者是过山车的意思。When I go to an amusement park, the first ride I want to experience is the scariest roller coaster they have. 嗯哼，我每次去游乐园，第一个项目一定是要坐最恐怖的云霄飞车。我超爱云霄飞车的，而且 roller coaster 一定是从远的地方就可以听到他们的尖叫声了，就是听起来就哇，好想去啊！这尖叫声吸引到我。对，那么 roller coaster 呢，也可以是指心情啦。相信大家都一定有听过这样的用法。For example.This week has been a roller coaster ride for me. I got promoted, but had to start a really stressful project at the same time. 这周的心情呢，就像坐云霄飞车一样，我升职了，但同时也要进行一项具有压力的项目。好啦，我没有被升职啦，所以这只是一个 sentence, okay? Alright, that's all folks for today's pronunciation challenge. I think a little bit of stress is good. It gives you a little shove towards what you need to do. I can't imagine living in a stress-free environment anyways, because 从来没有一个环境是没有压力的嘛，对吧？你也可能有时候会受到天气的影响啦，可能就是啊，下雨了，我要赶快回家收衣服那种，对。无形的压力 right? I think eventually people will look for stress to push them to live anyways. However, if you think you are under tremendous stress, remember to breathe, breathe, and think about the upsides of the stress. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.